أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إذ قالت الملائكة يا مريم إن الله يبشرك بكلمة منه اسمه المسيح عيسى ابن مريم وجيها في الدنيا والآخرة ومن المقربين ويكلم الناس في المهد وكهلا ومن الصالحين. In the previous ayat also, Allah explained where the Malaika spoke to Hazrat Maryam alayhi salatu was salam, and then all his great qualities and how he will be brought up, etc., and who will look after him in Baitul Maqdis, that is his mother Maryam alayhi salam. Allah Ta'ala explains again another aspect when the Malaika spoke to Maryam alayhi salatu was salam. If qalatil malaikatu, jab kaha farishton hai, Allah says that time is worthy of remembering and taking lessons. When the Malaika spoke to Maryam alayhi salatu was salam, and they said, Ya Maryam, A Maryam, they addressed her, and she was so honored that the Malaika had spoken to her. And they gave her this message this time. In the previous time, they gave a message that she will be very greatly honored and her great qualities. Yeah, they explained to her the child she is going to be having. Inna Allaha yubashiruka bi kalimatim minhu. Allah Ta'ala tujhko basharat deta hai ek apne hukam ki. Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala is giving you, O Maryam alayhi salam, the good news of a word from Allah. That is referring to Isa alayhi salatu was salam, and he was called the word Kalimatullah because he was born by the Kalima, the word of Kun. And just how long it takes for the Kaf to meet the Noon in that Kun, that little white, that is the command of Allah. And with that command of Allah Ta'ala, Isa alayhi salatu was salam was born. And all the matters of Allah Ta'ala, إِذَا أَرَادَ شَيْئًا أَن يَقُولَ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُنْ. Whatever Allah Ta'ala intends and wishes to be, Allah Ta'ala just says kun, and that thing comes into existence. There is no drawing board, there is no plans, there are no architects, there are no engineers. Allah's Qudrat is so great, just when He decides. And this kun fayakun is also according to us as human beings. Otherwise, Allah just intends and that thing happens. Allah Ta'ala is not even in need of kun fayakun. Allah Ta'ala just intends and it happens. So for Allah Ta'ala to create Isa alayhi salatu wasalam without a father, it was no big deal at all. For us as human beings, it's a very major thing. But for Allah Ta'ala, it is nothing at all. So Allah, the Malaika gave us this good news that this word of Allah, this child of yours will be born. Ismuhu al-Masihu Isa ibn Maryam. Jiska naam Masih hai, Isa Maryam ka beta. And the child will be, his name will be Masih Isa ibn Maryam. That will be the name of the child. Masih is the Mashiha, the Ibrani word, which means that who removes all difficulties and hardships. And therefore, Masih Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was also referred as to that all the wrong beliefs, the people's unmindfulness, he will remove and he will call them to Allah and towards Akhirah. Isa, the Ibrani of it also, is Aisha. And in Arabic, when it became Mu'arrab as an Arabic word, it came as Isa. And Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was that who was a great mercy for mankind. Ibn Maryam, Maryam ka beta, the son of Maryam. Normally children are all referred to behind the father's name. But he wasn't still born at that time. His mother, Maryam alayhi salam, was being given the good news. And then he was referred to, not behind the father's name as is normal, but behind the mother's name. Because he had no father. Allah Ta'ala created him by his qudrat without a father. So that were the great qualities of Isa alayhi salam. Wajihan fid dunya, martaba wala dunya mein. And he will have great respect and honor in the world. Wal akhirah, or akhirat mein. He will be given great, great honor in this dunya also. He's the Nabi of Allah. He's a Rasul of Allah Ta'ala. And there can be no greater honor in this world of being a Nabi and a Rasul. And in the akhirat also, he will have great honor. وَمِنَ الْمُقَرَّبِينَ or Allah ki muqarrabu mein. And he will be among the favorites of Allah Ta'ala. Even the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam, all the various Anbiya have got different levels of acceptance and love by Allah. The Ulul Azam Anbiya are the greatest. And in them, the greatest of all is of course Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then Allah has chosen many other great Anbiya, the Ulul Azam. Amongst them is Isa also, Isa ibn Maryam. And he will be given further this great qualities. There was a fear that when Maryam alayhi salam was given this news that she is going to be bearing a child, and she knew that no man has touched her. But people will automatically have evil thoughts and think that she had committed, na'uzu billah, adultery. So to remove this fear, Allah Ta'ala said, وَيُكَلِّمُ النَّاسُ فِي الْمَهْدِ وَكَهْلًا اور باتیں کرے گا لوگوں میں جبکہ ماں کی گود میں ہوگا. And he will speak to people when he will be still in the lap of the mother, a newborn child. And Allah Ta'ala, when the people had some doubts that where if Maryam has come with his child, and she herself was afraid people are going to level false accusations against her. So Allah made it that when he was born, a little child who does not speak at that age, but he spoke. And he spoke when they asked her, where is this child from? She did not reply. She pointed to the child. They said that you who can speak as a grown up person, you are not speaking. And you're directing us to a child that is just born that cannot speak. What is this, O Maryam? Isa alayhi salam spoke in that little child, Qala inni Abdullah. He spoke just as a newborn child. I am the banda, the slave of Allah. Atani al kitab. Allah has given me a kitab, the Injil. Waj'alani nabiyya. Waj'alani mubarakan aina ma kuntu. Wausani. All these great, great qualities. And what a lecture he gave. A little child who everyone thinks cannot speak. He spoke such a bayan that nobody in the world can speak of such a bayan. So by that they all understood that he is a pure child and his mother is absolutely pure and there is nothing against her whatsoever. And they all became his ardent followers, that such a child. And wakahla, or jabke puri umar ka hoga. And he spoke this great, great bayan of giving this message, inni Abdullah, atani al kitab, waj'alani nabiyya, waj'alani mubarakan aynama kuntu, wawsani bis salati wal zakati, ma dumtu hayya, wabarram bi walidati, وَلَمْ يَجْعَلْنِي جَبَّارٍ شَقِيًّا. All this great bayan he made as a little child. And it wasn't a matter like a child grows up, becomes mature, and then has more better. But right in old age also, Isa alayhi salam's message was still the same, that of Allah Ta'ala. When it's a little child, the child can't speak, not even blabber. The child can't speak, but Isa alayhi salam spoke. And he spoke such words that the world was totally astonished until today. And when in old age a person becomes senile, and he speaks also all wrong things. But Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, from the time he was born right till the time he left this world, he spoke of those beautiful words, which was he was a Nabi of Allah. Allah had inspired him, and he spoke those words which Allah had inspired him. And great his admonishments and advices that he gave to mankind. وَمِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ, and he will be also from the Salihin. And the Salihin is not the ordinary Salah and piety and righteousness of ordinary Mu'mineen, but that of the Anbiya alayhimus salam. And in the Anbiya alayhimus salam also, of the Ulul Azam, the great, great Anbiya, such a great honor Allah had given him. So Allah Ta'ala had blessed Maryam alayhi salam, that the malaika spoke to her, and this was all before he gave birth. They informed her what things he will have, what qualities he will have. When he will be born, he will speak, and we will give such a bayan that nobody in the world can give such bayan. And this will carry on his whole life till the time will come when he will be reaches maturity of his age and leave this world. Then too he will speak. All this is to explain to us the great Qudrat of Allah. And a mu'min who believes in the Quran Sharif will have this full yaqeen on the great Qudrat of Allah. That Isa alayhi salatu wasalam is a great ayatum min ayatillah, a great sign of Allah Ta'ala. And a mu'min will have yaqeen on Allah Ta'ala. He won't look, his eyes won't be much on the asbab, on the means. His eyes will be always on Rabbul Asbab, the creator of the means, and the one who doesn't need means also. He does as he pleases. That is a true mu'min. So Allah has brought this in the Quran Sharif so that we can build our iman and we can know. And at the same time, our aqidah be correct with regard to Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. He is neither God, and neither is he an illegitimate child, and neither is he base or a person that has low qualities. No, he's a great person. But he's not Allah also. So that correct aqidah must come. And at the same time, the correct, our yaqeen on the zat, on the being of Allah, what great qualities, powers Allah has got, we must have full yaqeen on that also. May Allah give us tawfiq. Subhanallah.